This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The effort to reform U.S. intelligence agencies is not quite dead. Members of Congress say they are willing to try again next month. But after a reform plan fell apart in Congress last weekend, one lawmaker confessed to disappointment and frustration. Another called it a tragedy for America. There's been a very different reaction from other parts of the government, including the agencies most directly affected. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the view from the CIA and the Pentagon.
Neither the Pentagon nor the CIA has issued an official reaction to news that the intelligence bill is all but dead, but both stand to lose resources and influence. And insiders say when word came the bill was blocked, it was greeted with, if not an official whoop of delight, a collective sigh of relief.
I think it was the right decision.
That's John Hamry, Deputy Defense Secretary in the Clinton administration. And here, same reaction, William Odom.
It's a good thing if we don't have a bill right now.
General Odom used to run the National Security Agency. He testified this summer before several of the congressional committees with a hand in intelligence reform. Initially, he was optimistic.
As things went on in the summer, it became clear to me that the complexity of the bills that were being offered made it very possible that we would have legislation that would make things worse rather than better.
And that's the view that has prevailed at the Pentagon and at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. There is a strong feeling that would-be reformers don't understand the complexity of the intelligence community, and that the watered-down version of legislation that survived House-Senate negotiations contains nothing that would prevent a future 9/11. Much of the blame for the stalled reform efforts is being heaped on the Pentagon, which controls about 80% of U.S. intelligence resources and has shown no sign of wanting to share. Critics see that as stubborn turf protection. But John Hamry, the former defense official, says not so. Hamry, now president of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Pentagon is genuinely concerned that the reforms would disadvantage military commanders.
The implication is that they're a rogue department that's working against the interests of the president and against the interests of the country. I don't believe that's true. I think they were doing what they honestly have to do, and that is to make sure that the Congress, before they make a change of this magnitude, fully understands the potential implications of it.
At the CIA, the reaction to stalled reforms is more complicated. That's in part because the new director, Porter Goss, has only been in the job 8 weeks, and he hasn't ruled out that if intelligence restructuring does come to pass, he might like a promotion to a newly minted job as National Intelligence Director. There's also the fact that Goss is carrying out some controversial reforms of his own. A number of senior CIA officials have either quit or been fired since his arrival. In his confirmation hearings this fall, Goss insisted he was, quote, totally committed to intelligence reform. But it's hard to see what the agency he's leading would get out of it. The proposed changes would effectively demote the CIA chief to a deputy role, junior to the new intelligence director. One former high-ranking official says the CIA is the big loser here. Morale is at rock bottom, there's turmoil inside Langley, and, he continues, you'll end up with a weakened chief whose assets have been stripped away. The lawmakers pushing for restructuring concede their fix isn't perfect, but they insist it's a vast improvement on the current setup. Yesterday, speaking on CNN, even Duncan Hunter claimed to be in favor of intelligence reform. Hunter is the Republican congressman and chair of the Armed Services Committee who stalled the legislation. He argues it would hurt the military, but says it still has a chance of passing next month.
There's a good chance it could. The Senate simply has to come across the finish line on this issue. Now,
this issue being protecting the Pentagon's authority over intelligence matters. And therein lies the challenge. Senate negotiators have argued that reform is meaningless unless some of that authority is handed over to a new intelligence director. Thus, this assessment from one CIA veteran asked to rate the chances that Congress will pass an effective reform bill. He says, unless somebody sprinkles pixie dust on them during the holidays, they're very small. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.